With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two suspects are in custody in relation to an ambush at a hospital early Wednesday morning that left three Idaho Department of Corrections officers with gunshot wounds. Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly tells KIVI-TV an escape vehicle was located and two homicides are being investigated.
Detective located the Honda Accord that was used in the escape near Leland, Idaho. Additionally, law enforcement investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties.
Meanwhile, also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he still thinks it's possible to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas.
There's still real challenges. We've closed the gaps, but there are still gaps. So I can't put a timeline on it. I can just say that we're committed to doing everything possible to reaching an agreement, and that work is ongoing.
Blinken spoke Thursday after huddling with top Arab diplomats in Cairo for discussions over efforts for a ceasefire and over ideas for Gaza's post-conflict future. There is still Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's insistence that Israeli forces will strike the southern Gaza border town of Rafah to root out Hamas terrorists who are said to be harboring military divisions there. The United States also called for a vote Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative. Meanwhile, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says they can't get their court This is SRN News. Turning to the pages from the Religion Wire, a victory for religious freedom in Virginia, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs is urging Christians around the world to be in prayer for their brothers and sisters in Libya. The country is in the midst of a chaotic civil war with two Muslim parties vying for control, making conditions difficult for everyone. However, Christians in Libya come in for special abuse. This is SRN News. CEOs of major airlines are demanding some answers from Boeing.
Discussions are said to be taking place for setting up a meeting likely next week. The executives of the major U.S. airlines have requested explanations of Boeing's plans for fixing the quality control problems found after some high-profile incidents. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Those mishaps include the door panel blowing off an Alaska Airlines jet mid-flight in January. Airline CEOs have been public in criticizing Boeing's manufacturing problems, which have slowed deliveries of planes the airlines were counting on. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in New York again. Vandals spray-painted graffiti on a Jewish-owned cafe in the city's Upper West Side at some point in the early morning hours this week. The vandalism made specific references to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. This is SRN News.